I'm booing.
Hey, Biz.
Hello, Audio Boo.
Hello, Audio Boo.
Greetings, Audio Boo.
We have three booers on this boo.
Booers? Three booers on this boo.
So,
we have Canadian Diva, we have the HT Freak, and we have Leper R&B 1231.
And the HT Freak has a surprise, so tell the boo.
So the boo is
gonna go down.
So this is kind of like, like part two, because last year Mendy had a surprise for me.
Yes, I did.
Oh yeah.
So this is like, yay, my friend buys me a present. Part two. So Brian went to the chocolate tour today, and I'm assuming he brought me back something yummy and sweet and delectable. And we had this thing where, like, I was going to give him $10 and be like, buy me stuff, but then I didn't have any cash, and got interrupted by a phone call. I don't even know what I was saying. So yeah, I was gonna give him $10 and be like, buy me stuff, but then I didn't want to I didn't have any cash, and I didn't want to pay $4.50 to take cash out of my account, because yeah, that's how it is.
Ridiculous.
Right, so then he went and he got me back something anyway, which is kind of awesome.
So I have this little, small little bag of stuff. I'm not going to tell you what's in there.
Oh.
It's a mystery of chocolates.
You wanted this food to happen really badly.
Right?
Yeah. So it's this little bag and it's really cute. And,
I have a bigger bag of stuff. It came in a bigger bag. It's not necessarily.
How am I gonna know what kind they are? I'm just gonna eat one?
You don't.
I don't. Ah, okay.
I don't know if I would have put them on top and put them in the bag. But
the first one is like this little.
There's three candy bars that look like. To me, they kind of felt like Kit Kats.
Yeah, they kind of do. And this one is,
and
like,
those are different flavors. And the other one, that one is,
it looks like a truffle.
Yeah, it's a truffle.
And it's chilling by itself.
Yeah.
And then there's these three.
They only had one of the kinds that I wanted to get in a truffle. And now the other ones were in candy bars, so that's why I did that.
Ooh, there's four.
Yeah, there's four. Because it was four for, well,
however much it was.
For however much it was, so. I got four.
So there's four. And ooh, they look delicious. And I'm freakishly. I wonder.
No, you don't know.
Why? Because you want to know what you're eating?
It's all good stuff. I'm not going to, like.
I'm not a big fan of surprises like that. I want to know what's going into my mouth.
I like surprises.
Well, then you don't have to tap see them, but if it was me, I have to decide which one I want to save for the last, because what if there's one that's really awesome?
That is a good point.
But two of them are the same.
So then you might want to eat that one first and that one last.
That is a.
You gotta prioritize.
You eat your food like me. That's awesome. If there's, like, something really, like, I always eat the vegetables first because they're gross, and then save the good thing for last.
Yeah, like the meat or the potatoes.
Yeah.
Because usually the meat or the potatoes is off the hook.
Right? That's awesome. I thought I was the only one that did that.
No, today I was sitting at the Wicked Vicky's, and I had eaten my egg, because eggs get cold really fast.
Yeah.
And the sausage patties, I was eating them, and at first I was going to save it for last, but I'm like, no, this French toast is awesome. It's kind of dessert-like, so I ate the sausage and ate the rest of French toast last.
Yay! Now I want to sing that stupid song. No, I don't.
Huh?
But you wanted...
I want to.
You want to eat one of them. You want to save the truffle for last, and I will tell you that.
Really? But I don't want to eat the whole thing. I'll share it. Because it's quite large. Well, it's not large, but I don't know.
Is it coffee flavored?
So, we're going to eat one of them, and we're going to share it, and it's going to be delicious. so I'm opening it. Ooh, it smells yummy. Oh my god, it's melting already. Good lord.
It's hot in here.
Oh my god, it looks like it says something on it.
It probably does, whatever the name of the chocolate joint is.
So I'm breaking off. Ooh, it's like got a separate piece of foil on it that you don't really want to eat.
No.
No.
Oh, I see.
If you're broken into bits like caramello bars usually.
Mmm. It's so good. Mmm. Is it peanut butter?
That's one of them.
I think that's this one. Wanna be Sandy?
Sure.
I knew you liked peanut butter.
Wanna break your own piece off, or do you want me to just break your piece?
Whatever you wanna do.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
That sounds fancy, but you know what I mean.
Well, you're touching the other part of the oh, it breaks in a square, that's it. Yeah. There are three squares. Here, here's the other one.
The other one, Brian?
Nah.
Here's the other one, still around.
Alright. I'm gonna cook it.
Oh, it sounds like it might be dark chocolate, too.
Yeah, I think it's dark chocolate and peanut butter.
Oh, God.
Right? Yum. Doesn't it make you really want a cup of coffee, though? Like, black coffee?
No sugar, no cream?
Uh-huh.
You should be a talk about that.
You like your coffee black?
No,
that sounds
no,
like it would be nasty.
No, but black coffee is awesome after you have something.
I actually have tasted black coffee, come to think of it. I didn't like it.
I don't like it to drink it by itself, but after something really sweet like this, it is.
But you're still in your heart. Yeah.
Good,
now you got that heavy D song in my head,
right?
Black coffee, no sugar, no
cream. What song is that?
It's a song by Heavy D called Black Coffee.
Wow, I might have to YouTube that. Look it up on iTunes or something.
It's out back in the 90s.
The only Heavy D song I know is, at least I think it's them with that song that goes, now that we've been loved, what are we gonna do with you?
Yep. Rest in peace, Heavy D. She took the audio boo into the bathroom.
What? I didn't.
Is
it out here?
Yeah.
Oh, I was about to say, all the blind people across the world are going to be impressed because you're getting the sound of the running water at the Riviera. Sorry, I really thought you took it in there.
No.
And I probably shouldn't have made that comment either. Sorry, guys.
But it's true.
It is. This is what the toilet sounds like.
I don't know what the appeal is of sounds of people's toilets flushing.
Look, just as a disclaimer, if you're into that, that's fine. I just don't personally get it. I'm not hating on anybody.
Right, me either. No hating. It's all love up in here.
Right, but I just don't get it. But do what you do, man. At least you're not out hurting people. So
no, leave it.
How much time do you have left? 4 minutes, and I hate how you can't really tell anymore.
Right.
So yeah, that was the yummy mystery chocolate surprise. Yum.
What
did you get?
Chocolate martinis.
I got a whole whack of M&M's.
Oh, that reminds me of that NPR thing. It was like different flavored M&M's?
They had like, the half of it was like all Uber chocolates like those ones, and then the other half was all M&M's stuff. Which I booed when I bought them.
Ooh.
They got the sample, some of them. I got me a whole whack of mint ones and a whole whack of birthday cake flavored ones.
Mint M&M's?
Yeah, they usually have them at Christmas time.
What?
Yeah, it's literally like you bite into it and it has mint in it.
It's so good.
They are good.
Oh my god.
They always have them at Christmas time.
And then they got the birthday cake ones, which is a brand new one.
Yeah, I've never heard of those. That one I haven't experienced. I have experienced the mint ones. My grandmother
had the mega ones, which I guess are baby.
Wow.
They're like mega milk.